Coach, what stands out for you with the way your club was able to battle back from that 2-0 deficit?
Oh, the Shifley line. I mean, that was a pretty impressive performance, and they left a lot on the table. I think Nick Ehlers had three really good chances, but they were created. You know, there was so those guys were a good hockey line tonight, and they were dynamic, and they've kind of, since Nick's come back from his injury, they and dangerous almost every shift. That's the feeling anyway now when they touch the puck. Pretty good at both ends. You know, Mark made a real good play on the back check in overtime, knocked it down and just couldn't corral it. But we got better, I thought, as the game went on and competed real hard. And that line was the first time I've been excited in a while.
I was going to say, what could be for those three moving forward when they get even more chemistry together?
The center iceman still learning how to win faceoffs, you know, so they're chasing some pucks to start. And Nick Ehlers' first year in the league, they are starting to move off each other and find it. And there's so much speed on the wings that you have to protect against it. So there's some open ice for those guys when they get a chance, and they were real good.
Nick made a move there that I'm not sure I've seen before. They went through the slot behind
him. No.
He's made a few. Surprised you a few times.
Right? Yeah, I'm just happy he comes out on the other end upright. But he's. This game is getting faster and faster, and the guys that can skate and they've all got incredible hand skills. So they got players on their team that's the same idea. But what they do, the three of them skate so well, they'll just, whoever's got the puck, the other two guys are building speed while that guy's carrying it, and that backs people's off, and it creates some holes and some lanes. And that young man, you know, went from a visor to a cage, and can't wait till he gets the thing off.
Blake says he's played with Shifley, of course, the last half of a couple of seasons.
Yeah.
And then camp comes and it all falls apart. He's going to lobby you this time, I think, to keep it together next year.
You know what? That had nothing to do with Blake. And keep in mind, he's probably going to have a career best season because he and Brian Little were a pretty good pair. But Nick Ehlers came to us as a right winger. And first year in the league, I didn't want to play him against the other team's best, so he played with Mark and had a good start. Yeah, unless something I can't foresee happens or we can't structure the rest of the group, I think these guys are just starting to find out what they can do. Not every night's going to look like that, but they do enjoy playing with each other. And what's that Steve Jobs line, A players want to play with A players? They like playing with each other.
What's it like to be down on the bench in tonight's game? The atmosphere is pretty fun in here.
It was good. You know what? It was a good game because the building needed the win. And there were right plays by both teams. I thought, you know, they got a lot on the line. So there was a better intensity and pretty good pushback by us, or at least by Mark's line. So the energy, yeah, it was a fun game to be a part of.
Were you disappointed you weren't able to clear the puck, or do you give them more credit
to Goss? I'm not disappointed. Mark, hell of a back check, knocks that thing out of the air, and it's still out of the air. You know, I'd have liked us to found the net on the two chances that we had. That's the difference. It's gotta get between the pipes on those two chances, and they made good on theirs.
I guess the start wasn't great. How many giveaways you count in the first 10-15 minutes?
Yeah, we weren't real fast back there to get the puck. But Pav has done a good job of making some saves in those games. He did it for two periods against LA. Took us a little while to get our legs going. And I liked a lot of the guys on the back end, but it's a good example of Enstrom and Myers, their ability to break a puck out. And then that was what we were kind of lacking early on in the game. And then we got a little quicker, a little faster, had some good battles. There were some D-zone swirling out there that we didn't love, but we had some on them too.
They had everything to play for. You guys did. Yet you couldn't really tell what all was said.
No, but before we get too excited with ourselves, they're dealing with a whole different kind of pressure. Every pass matters, you know. Pass into the feet that goes the other way on you. They're dealing with a set of pressure that we're not right now. I don't think we were playing loose. I mean, there's some things that we did offensively that I'll discourage earlier in the year. But there's also a lot of really good stuff there. And I think they'll give the guys credit. We weren't in a particularly good mood lately, but we had two of our last three games coming into here, and one was against LA, and so with what we've got, they're playing hard.